blocked and picked up by Bertrand. They'll get it back over. Here is Axtell setting to Nelson on the outside. Near side kill, and she got another one. Shayla Nelson.
Today, it's live coverage of the D1 State Volleyball Tournament in Grand Island featuring the Axtell Lady Cats. High school volleyball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Serve across, Popple outside, Haley Crank, dug out by Mason. It's above the net, tipped over Samuelson, and handled there by Axtell. What a dig by Mason. Has to be passed over. Bertrand's got a chance to tie it right here. They go to the outside. Peterson is blocked by Clausrode, and Axtell leads 11-9.
The Cats bring an impressive 27-2 record to state in their first appearance since 2006. Today, they look to take another step towards a state title. The State High School Volleyball Tournament featuring the Axtell Wildcats is coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island right after this word from New Tech Seed.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And a very pleasant good afternoon to you from Grand Island Northwest High School as we begin 3 days of nonstop volleyball action in the state tournaments now. Moving to Grand Island and Hastings, opening rounds in both cities. The rest of the days will be spent in Grand Island, and welcome to what looks like it's going to be an absolutely fantastic tournament. Rob Osmond with you, calling the shots for this opening round game between the Class D1 Axtell Wildcats and the fifth-seeded West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays in a matchup that sits right in the middle of the bracket, so it ought to be a great game. The number 4 and the number 5 seeds are about ready to lock horns and get moving here in this opening round of the D1 volleyball bracket, and the crowd is packed, a beautiful gymnasium. Glad to see the games moving outside of the Lincoln area, and very close for those of us in central Nebraska, and a good chance to see a lot of teams from across the state converging here, and very glad to see some local schools popping up here in this state tournament. This afternoon, Axtell brings to the arena a record of 27-2. They are the number 4 seed. They take on the number 5 seed, West Point Central Catholic. The Blue Jays sport a record of 26-8. In a matchup that puts the winner of this bracket on a collision course with Exeter Milligan, who is the number 1 seed. And that match will be played tomorrow at Grand Island Central Catholic. Exeter Milligan dispatching Sutherland earlier today in the first game that just started at about 12:30, wrapped up here a little while ago. And Exeter Milligan now will wait until tomorrow before they'll take on the winner of these two squads here. Again, a great crowd on hand. Glad to have you along with us on your ESPN Superstations, 1460, 1550, and of course, welcome those of you listening online as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're waiting to, clock is winding down. Both squads have warmed up, and we're going to see if we're going to get the introductions here in just a moment or two. A lot of big hitters on this D1 squad. D1, a very strong side of the bracket this year, and that's always a wonderful sight to see. And what a turnout here shows you that people, at least from West Point, have made the trek out this way to central Nebraska here in Grand Island to bring their excellent volleyball skills here and put it on the line against the best in the state, and that's what this business is all about. Also, do want to wish those of you, the veterans, a very happy Veterans Day. As a veteran myself, I thank you for your service and look forward to some great times always like to listen to the good stories and things like that from veterans. So hope you're having yourself a very pleasant Veterans Day. And if you are not a veteran but know one, shake their hand, give them a hug, thank them for their service to this great country of ours. Veterans Day strip being read now by the announcer here at Grand Island Northwest. Okay, time now for our starting lineups. We'll go ahead and bring those to you. First, for the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays. Again, their record 26-8 under head coach Jerry Strack. Their starting lineup looks pretty packed, pretty powerful, and it looks like it's going to be a fantastic matchup, even on paper. Some very tough squads here. So, your starting lineup for the Blue Jays. On the outside will be Haley Studer. Studer is a 5'7 junior outside hitter, leads the team in digs and kills. On the other side is going to be Lindsey Boyum. Boyum is a senior, 5'9" tall, 250 digs for her, 275 kills, and looks to bring the hammer home tonight, this afternoon, for the Blue Jays. In the middle, it'll be Carly Brock. She is a 6-foot sophomore. And alongside her will be Abby Ortmeier. Abby Ortmeier is a 5'10 sophomore, leads the team in blocks, so she's going to be holding down the middle for the Blue Jays. On the right side is going to be Emily Knob. Knob is a 5'8 sophomore, so a lot of sophomores getting starts for Coach Jerry Strack. Emily Knob is a 5'8 sophomore on the right side. Your setter will be Mary Krakemeyer. Krakemeyer is a 5'8 junior setter. Leads the team in assists, as you can imagine, 762 on the year. The libero, Emily Petz. She is a 5'5 sophomore, the libero for your West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays, number 5 seed here at the state tournament in D1. For the Axtell Wildcats, again, the record 27-2. Coach Brad Nelson brings a squad that's very seasoned on their outside starters. Haley Kring is a 5'7 junior. Leads the team in serves, ace serves. Shayla Nelson is a 5'6 senior. She's on the outside. Mariah Popple's a 5'8 senior in the middle. Alexia Klopp is a 5'9 junior. Leads the team in blocks with 43 on the year. Pair of setters coming into the formation for Axtell. Shayla Fox is a 5'4 senior. Gabrielle Noble is a 5'4 junior. And she leads the team in assists. Julie Kring is your libero. She is a 5'4 senior. That is your starting lineup for the Axtell Wildcats now. Wildcats in purple. Purple tops, black shorts. Blue Jays come in with their blue tops and black shorts. Both squads circling the net, shaking hands, and we're about ready to get this D1 matchup underway. Second match of the day for D1. Exeter Milligan wins the first one early, and now this one, the second of four today here at Grand Island Northwest, home of the Vikings today, hosting your D1 opening round state championships. Both squads are now on the court and deployed. It would appear that Axtell will handle the first serve. We'll let you know as we go along some of the other games that are going to be played on our Flat River Radio Network. Back to do the serving now, Gabrielle Noble. She'll wind up, pop it up, and we're underway. Here from Grand Island Northwest. Set over on the left side. Quick hammer brought down quick by the Blue Jays. It's Lindsey Boyum. Boyum comes down with a big kill to get stuff going. In fine fashion, West Point starts off with a 1-0 lead. Big set from the left side, and the girl just climbed the ladder and hammered it down. Serving now for the Blue Jays, Haley Studer. Axtell now sets, bumps, and just sends it over the free ball, where the Blue Jays now load up on the left side. Once again, popping it down. This time, it's Emily Knob. And Knob gets it down, and it's too tough to handle for the Wildcats. And it's 2-0. West Point. Central Catholic on top, continuing with the serve. Ball still in the hands of Haley Studer. Studer, a 5'7", leads the team in kills. Hammers this one across. Axtell handles it now, pushes it over to the left side. Quick shot brought down by that outside hitter. Mariah Popple, and Popple put the poppin' on that one, knocks it down and gets Axtell on the board now, trailing here in the first set, 2-1. And it'll be Haley Kring stepping up for the Wildcats. She toes the line, sends it across the libero, goes down and gets it for the Blue Jays, loading up on the left side. Quick job. Swinging around the left side was Lindsey Boyum, and Boyum comes down big with the kill, and the Blue Jays will get service back. Ball now in the hands of Mary Krackemeyer. Krackemeyer winds up, pops this over. Handled in the back row by the Wildcats. Now loading up on the left side. Shot goes down. Diving effort by the libero on the Blue Jays. They're going to send back the free ball. It's going to bounce out of bounds. Axtell will take the score. Deficit now is one. To the line comes Mariah Popple, the 5'8 senior middle hitter, winds up. Drives it across deep in the back row. Handled and then spins off the hands, and out of bounds it goes. A serve for Mariah Popple, and we are tied up at 3. Popple hammers this one over, picked up now right in the middle, pushed up. Free ball again, pushed out of bounds. Just trying to send it across was Emily Knob, and it carried out of bounds, and Axtell has regained the lead now, or has taken the lead, 4-3 for the first time in the match. Popple sends this one back deep, handled by the Blue Jays. Work back set now on the right side. Hammered down and good for the point. A good effort by Gabrielle Noble to get it down or to get underneath it, but she couldn't get far enough underneath it without digging. And the Blue Jays will tie it up at 4. To the line comes Lindsey Boyum. Wildcats hammer across in the middle, wide open in the back row. Axtell takes the point, regains the lead. 5-4. Back to serve for the Wildcats. Shayla Fox. Fox walks up, toes the line, hammers it across, picked up. On the right side come the Blue Jays. Hammered now, set, block in for the Blue Jays. Good point off the block. Abby Ortmeyer got a piece of it and blocks it right back down to the court. We're back to being tied at 5. Back to serve now for the Blue Jays. Emily Knob. Knob sends it across, picked up, set, back set, hammered on the right side, and through, wide open it goes. Good shot by Gabrielle Noble. 6-5, Wildcats. Going back and forth, back and forth. To serve now, Shayla Nelson stands the line. She walks up, drives this one across. The libero handles it now. Set over on the left side. Driven over by the Blue Jays. Fielded by Axtell. Now working over on the left side. Get it across. Here comes the Blue Jays. Shot is up and down and through it goes. Haley Stoyner gets another one. And we're tied up at 6. Here in the first period, both squads doing a great job feeling each other out. And I tell you, very evenly matched here. Back to serve now. Eighth serve drops in as Heather Neslinek comes in to take over service. She has 52 ace serves. Add another one to that as West Point now up by one. Central Catholic sends it across. Down and through. Shayla Nelson went down to get it, but she couldn't get down far enough. And now the lead is 2, the biggest lead equaled by West Point. Neslidek off the net. Axtell, good concentration, keeps it. Now works the right side into the block. Wildcats reload, shipped over to the left side. Drive it down. That's picked up by the Blue Jays. He'll come right back. Hammer the middle, wide open, right between defenders. In between Nelson and Popple, and they both turn and watch it go. Got a timeout for Axtell. It is 9-6. West Point on top. You're listening to high school volleyball in the state tournament on your ESPN Superstations and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. Rob Austin with you. West Point handles the serve, holding to a 3-point lead. The service comes right back at him from Axtell. Out of bounds it goes, and the Wildcats will make it a two-point contest right now. 9-7, Wildcats trail back to serve. Julie Kring, Kring the libero, winds up, steps, drives this one across, picked up in the front row. Now the Blue Jays load up from their right side. They'll hammer it down in and out of the hands of Gabrielle Noble, and into the crowd it goes, and West Point will get it back now up by 3-10-7. Back to serve now is Abby Ortmeier. Ortmeier, 5'10", sophomore, service right into the net. Axtell will take over the service, back to being down by two. To the line comes Gabrielle Noble. Noble's shot is over. Middle set now on the left side. Hammered down and through, and getting all of that one. Lindsay Boyum hammers it down. She has 275 kills on the year, and that was a big one right there. Blue Jays get the point. Have the service now. Haley Stoiter. Stoiter hammers this one. The libero picks it up for Axtell on the right side. Just dinked over, pushed over by Haley Kring. Returned in kind, but into the net for the Blue Jays. Axtell will get the point. Narrow the gap now to two. It's 11-9. Serving Haley Kring. Kring drives this one across. The libero picks it. Left side set. Picked in, pushed around, battle at the net, and I think Axtell's going to get it. They do. Axtell hung in there. Their middle blocker steps up and gets the shot. That's Mariah Popple gets the point there within one. 11-10 is your score. West Point leads. West Point with the ball on the left side into the net are the Blue Jays, as falling was Krankemeyer, and Krankemeyer will turn it over, and we're going to get a West Point timeout. We're tied up at 11 on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Shop your hometown-affiliated grocery store, Katz Corner Market in Axtell. Katz is serving up hot stuff pizza 7 days a week. Call Katz before or after the big game and order your hot stuff pizza tonight. Best of luck, athletes, from Katz Corner Market in Axtell.
Time up on 11 on the 11th day of the 11th month. Happy Veterans Day from Grand Island Northwest. Back to work now are the Axtell Wildcats and the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays. Service from Axtell comes on back. Free ball for the Blue Jays. They'll load up in the middle. Hard shot hammered down, but out. Did they get a touch? They did not get a touch. So Axtell will take the point. And the lead as well, 12-11, your score. Service comes over from Kring. Kring sets it up. Drive shot is just out of bounds. Nope, it was touched. So Axtell picks it up, and now they have their biggest lead of the afternoon, 13-11. We knew the game was going to go back and forth just by the records of these two squads and their seedings. Pretty accurate thus far. Hammered by the Blue Jays, picked up by Axtell. Now it's going to be a free ball sent back by the setter, Gabrielle Noble. Blue Jays load up, going down to get it. Free ball comes right back. Good self-defense play by the Wildcats now. Wildcats set up on the left side. Shot down, hammered, and through, given up. Shayla Nelson comes up with the tomahawk chop and drives this one down to the court. Picks up the point for the Wildcats now. They're up by three, 14-11. Service from Kring. Libero handles it for the Blue Jays now, loading up on the left side. Hard shot hammered down. Got an arm on it. The Wildcats did, keeping it alive, sending back the free ball. And now the Blue Jays work again the left side. Shot goes up, partially blocked. It was a hammer by Emily Knob. And Knob gets it to go and ends the Axtell streak now. It's 14-12. Wildcats on top to serve Krankemeyer. Mary Krankemeyer sends this one across now. Left side hammered, shot down and through, and in for the point. Shayla Nelson winds up, drives it down, makes her point. And now Wildcats are up by three, 15-12. To serve, Mariah Popple, 5'8 senior, 33 ace serves on the season. Winds up, drives this one over, picked up by the Blue Jays in the middle now. Hammered, block. Good job by the Wildcats, Alexia Claw. She goes up for the block, pats it right back down, and the Wildcats now up by four, 16-12. Shot is hammered. Popple drives it across. In the middle come the Blue Jays, but the Wildcats had good coverage on it. They'll come right back in the middle off the block, knocked out of bounds by the Blue Jays. Point belongs to Axtell, and with it comes a five-point lead. Timeout for West Point, their second of the set. You're listening to state volleyball action from Grand Island on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back once again to Grand Island Northwest High School. Rob Austin with you on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com. The Axtell Wildcats off to a little streak here. Up by five, 17-12. Service continues from Mariah Popple. Blue Jays come right back, launch it down into the block, knocked out of bounds by Axtell. So West Point will get it back. Trailing by four. To the line, toes Lindsey Boyum. Boyum sends it up into the net. No, under the net is Axtell. Point belongs to Central Catholic now. 17-14 your score. Boyum winds up, drives this one across, picked up in the back row by the Wildcats. Now hammered on the left side. Good save by Central Catholic. Hammer set up on the left side, and I'll tell you, Emily Knob came around that time. When she makes that swing around and gets wide open, she'll hammer this one down. 17-15 your score. Timeout Axtell on the court. We'll stay here with you for this one. A lot of good action and back and forth battling. Axtell had built up a nice 5-point lead. And now West Point battling back, trailing by two in front of a great crowd. And folks, if you want to see some fantastic volleyball, plan on coming out to Grand Island. Most of the games tomorrow are going to be at the Heartland Event Center or Grand Island Senior High School. You're bound to catch some solid action here. Welcome you to come on out and take part of this here in Central Nebraska. Back underway now. Service from Boyum. Return is in for Axtell. Good solid shot right down the alley. Picks up the point. Wildcats now by three, 18-15. Service across Shayla Fox. Back set by the Blue Jays. They're hammering it down, and it's just in right between defenders. And the West Point Blue Jays will get it back now. 18-16 your score. Back to serve now, Emily Knob. Jump serve, drives it up. Last second stab at it for Axtell. They thought that first row was going to drop back and get it. They did not. And West Point now makes it an 18-17 score. Battling back, the Blue Jays were down by five, now working their way back into it. Running jump serve, hammered across. Wildcats handle now, set over on the left side. Shot is down and into the court it goes. Point goes to Axtell. They'll get it back. 19-17. Shayla Nelson winds back. She'll pop it across in a shot handled by the libero, working the left side. Here comes the shot down and through. And this time it was Haley Stoyter that got a piece of it. 19-18, West Point. Battling up there. Service comes over from Nesledek. Battle at the net, and getting a hammer on it was Alexia Claus, and she's going to get it down and through for the point. 20-18, Axtell on top. Here's the libero, Julie Kring. She'll wind up, drive it across. On the right side, here come the Blue Jays. Shot is down, and it was a rifle. Abby Ortmeier put a punishing hit on that one. West Point will get it back now, trailing by one. To the line comes Abby Ortmeier. Spins the ball, winds up. The lefty drives it across. Shot down in the middle. Hard one by Haley Kring. Blue Jays were there. They'll respond right in the middle. And here comes Axtell now. Set over in the middle. Brought back in two. Blue Jays load up. Back row. Ortmeier drives it down. On the left side comes Axtell. Shot is up, through and down. Haley Kring makes it count. 21-19 at the two-point Axtell lead here in the first set to the line. Gabriel Noble. Noble winds up, knuckles this one across. Blue Jays now working that left side, just dinked over by Boyum, and down it goes on the Axtell side. Couldn't quite get it over. West Point will get it back. They're down by one. 21-20, Axtell leads. It'll bring up Haley Stoiter in the rotation. Her jump serve comes across, picked up by the libero, Kring. Shot down the left side. Popple's shot is handled. Ball bounces off the net from the Blue Jays. Here's the Axtell Wildcats driving it down, up, and no save. Another hard shot. Haley Kring puts the Wildcats up by two, 22-20. Haley Kring from the middle gets the okay, sends it across. Set over now on the left side. Down and over and through it goes. Boyum comes up with a hard shot. And we're back to a one-point matchup here in the first set. Axtell 22, West Point 21. West Point with the serve. Central Catholic winds up. Krikemeyer drives it across. Down and in it comes. Nice touch. Good read by Emily Knobb. And we are tied up at 22. West Point continues with the service. Krikemeyer winds up, floats it in there, picked up by Kring. On the right side come the Wildcats. Hard shot. Mariah Popple got a hold of it, but maybe too much. And the lead changes hands one more time. 23-22. Wildcats are down by one. Service from the Blue Jays. Comes across. Tipped over and a nice shot. Good read by the setter now, Shayla Fox, as she worked her way around the middle and ties us back up at 23. Mariah Popple will serve. She'll hammer this one a high one. It's deep in the back row. Blue Jays now on the left side going up to get it, and shot is going to be called into the net. And here we are, Axtell knocking on the door for set number one, 24-23, set point. Popple drives it across. Blue Jays now work off the back set. On the right side, hammer down and out it goes. Axtell will get it. Too much from Lindsey Boyum, and it's 25-23. Axtell takes the first one, 25-23. We've got second set action coming your way. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with your Ravenna Sanitation mid-set break. You're listening to state volleyball action on ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest High School for the opening round of your state volleyball tournament. Great matchup here so far. We've got the Axtell Wildcats in the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays, and the Wildcats of Axtell take set number one, 25-23, in a match that went back and forth several times. Both sides able to get a little bit of a run. Axtell led by as many as five only to watch the Blue Jays come on back and make a match of it and take a lead right at the end of that first set, 23-22, before Axtell caught some foothold and brought it back and made it 25-23. That's where first set winds up. That's your Ravenna Sanitation mid-set break. We're ready for set number two at the state volleyball tournament. And West Point will handle the serve. They'll open things up with Abby Ortmeier. Ortmeier winds up. She'll drive it across. We're back to action now. Shot in the middle now. The Wildcats on the far court. Digging down off the net. Nice play by Mariah Poffel to keep it alive. Gets a good round of applause. And now here are the Blue Jays winding up on the left side. Hard shot down by Knob. As she works her way up front, coming right back at her with the Wildcats. Now, Wildcats will take the point. 1-0 as it fell between two Blue Jay defenders. Service up and way out of bounds from Gabrielle Knob, and we're back to a tie match 1-1. To the line comes Haley Stoiter. Stoiter, jump serve, drives this one down deep off the net, and it'll be a free ball. Good play by the Wildcats to keep it alive. Working the middle now, hard shot down, fielded by the Wildcats. Good hammered shot. Lindsey Boyum got a piece of it. And the return is blocked, and the Wildcats will drop this one. West Point now up 2-1. Back to serve, jump serve from Stoiter. Stoiter sends this one right into the net. And we're tied at two. Here's Haley Kring now for Axtell. Back of the line, center court, drives it across. Libero picks it up now, far left side. Hammered down and through. Good for the point. Lindsey Boyum has found the hot spot in the court, and it's right there on the left line, right at the net. 3-2 now. West Point on top. Brackemeyer winds up. She'll hammer this one over. Picked up by the libero, Kring. Sets up left side. Hammered down but fielded from Nelson. And here come the Blue Jays tipping it over. Good diving effort by the setter, Gabrielle Noble. Blue Jays now working the middle through and around Noble. It goes. Boyum has to work her way around it. And West Point will pick up the point, and along with it, a two-point lead. Krakemeyer, the setter, right in the middle of the back line, drives it across, picked up by Kring. Battle there. Kring hangs in there to get it. Passed up front now. Here are the Wildcats. Hammered into the net. Everything she had in it from Nelson. And it bounces down on the Blue Jays side of the court. Axtell's going to get this one back now, trailing by one. Wildcats to serve. It's Mariah Poffel. Poffel floats this one over, picked up by the libero. Pets, battle, knocking it around. On the left side, tip, Wildcats underneath it now. They're going to work right here in the middle, bringing it down almost through, but picked up by the libero at the last second. And a tip over at the net is going to go the way of the Wildcats. Axtell picks up the point, ties it up at four. Papa will continue the serve. Drives this one right smack in the middle, fielded by Boyum. Stepping up into the block, a hammered by Nesladek. Nesladek makes the drive, gets the point. And the service now will go towards West Point, and it'll be Lindsey Boyum. Boyum with the serve. 5-4. Blue Jays on top. Blue Jays with the ball now. Working that left side. Hard shot down. Picked up by the Wildcats in the back row. Now brought down quick. Hammer is in by Shayla Nelson. Nelson takes the kill, and we're tied back up at 5. Very even match right here, right now. Shayla Fox to serve. Fox drives this one in the net. It rolls. The Blue Jays are there to handle it, though. Good effort. Quick reaction by Nesladek. They'll send it right back. Shot is out of bounds, giving it to the Wildcats, who've regained the lead now by 1-6-5. Fox from the middle of the back line drives it across, picked up. Blue Jays work the right side through the block, batted right back. Blue Jays now push it over, free ball from the setter. Swinging around now in the middle come the Wildcats, and it's Alexa Claus who gets the hammer down, and a two-point lead now for the Wildcats, 7-5. Fox now lines up to serve it over for Axtell. Driving it across. Back set by the Blue Jays. Hammered down and spinning out of bounds off the hands of the back row of the Wildcats. Good kill, good shot by Nesledek, and it is 7-6. West Point with the ball. Running jump serve coming from the Blue Jays. Hammered over by Knob. A serve it's going to be. Bounces right off the defender and into the crowd it goes. And we are tied up at 7. Blue Jays now streak is going. Two straight serves for points for West Point. Back set. Wildcats get it blocked, but out of bounds it went. Touched, and Axtell's going to get it. Axtell regains the lead now, 8-7 to serve Shayla Nelson. Nelson toes the line, drives this one over, picked up, set, pushed over, hammered down the left side, covered by the Wildcats. They're going to load up on the left side, touching it over is Kring, Haley Kring. Battle at the net is going to be bounced around the Axtell side of the court. Point's going to go to West Point. Blue Jays tied up at 8. Heather Nesladek serves it over. Wildcats hard shot, left third, all in it from Haley Kring, but the Blue Jays handle it and send it right back as a free ball. In the middle now, shot is up, down, almost through. Good play. Good shot by Alexia Claus. Axtell now will load up. They'll come back on the left side, down and in it goes. Haley Kring got all of that one. And the Wildcats pick up the lead by 1. 9-8 is your score. Back to serve, Julie Kring. 5-4, libero sends it across on the right side now. And in after the shot, kill for Andy Ortmeier. And Ortmeier will pick up the service. Tied up at 9. Ortmeier, a lefty, toes the line, sends it across. Picked up by Haley Kring. Shot from the Wildcats, handled. Blue Jays on the left side, driving across the net, trying to cut the corner, and unable to get it open. And a diving effort from Mariah Poffel, but it goes under the net. Point goes to West Point now, and they have regained the lead now, 10-9. Service continues from Ortmeier. Ortmeier winds up, pops it across. Julie Kring has it go off her side. It'll be a free ball set back by Axtell. Pushed up now for the set. Hammered down the left side and through it goes. Haley Stoiter gets the kill. 11-9, a two-point lead for the Blue Jays. Ortmeier continues with service, drives it over. Picked up by Julie Kring. Wildcats in the middle, battle through the net, through the block, but they'll be there to handle it. The Blue Jays will. Touched over. Axtell now going at it as the two are side to side on the net. That's going to drop down the Axtell side point. Blue Jays, 13-9 your score. Got a timeout for Axtell. 12-9 is your score on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Best of luck to the Axtell Wildcats from all of us at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance of Axtell.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Welcome back to the opening round of your D1 State Volleyball Tournament from Grand Island Northwest. Rob Osman with you. Axtell trailing by 3 now. 12-9 West Point with the service continuing from Abby Ortmeier. Blue Jays by 3. Second set in a first set that was won by Axtell. And now West Point's Abby Orton picks up the perfect ace. It's 13-9. 13-9 your score. Ortmeier has got 5 straight points. We're going to make it 6 as the Wildcats are unable to hold on to it. It's now 14 6-9. When Ortmeier came to the line, it was 10-9 in favor of West Point. Now it's 14-9. Ortmeier winds up, pops it across. Tipped over, battled at the net, under it goes. And the point will go to Axtell, so the Wildcats will get it back. Trailing by 4 to serve Gabriel Noble. Noble winds up, pops it across. Double hit is going to be, no, a carry is going to be called on Haley Stoiter. And Axtell will get the point, narrowing the lead now to 3, 14-11. Noble winds up, pops it across. Over on the left side, hard shot, brought down but covered by Julie Kring, and all for naught as it bounces right into the net. Point will go to the Blue Jays. Now up 15-11. Service now on the left side is Haley Stoiter. Her shot into the net. Axtell takes the point. 12-15. In the middle now comes Central Catholic. Right back at it, picked up by Axtell. Diving effort, not getting enough on it, was Noble. And Axtell couldn't get underneath it now. 16-12. Mary Krackemeyer steps up for the service for the Blue Jays. Drives it across. Taken over, touched by the net. Shayla Nelson had it for Axtell. Blue Jays load up on the left side. Hard shot down is covered by Julie Kring. Hammer brought back down and through it goes. Shayla Nelson takes the kill. Wildcats down by 3, 16-13 here in the second set. Battling back, Mariah Popple with the serve. Picked up by the libero, Emily Petz. Set is made. Shot comes down in the middle. Axtell handles it. Brought down quick, hard, and in it goes from Gabriel Noble. Noble will take the kill, and it's 14-16. Wildcats down by 2 now. Popple shot is over. Back set, right side, hammered down and through, just missing. But catching the court, Wildcats will watch this one drift away. They're going to get a quick timeout here. It's 17-14, your score in favor of West Point Central Catholic. You're listening to State Volleyball from Grand Island on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back once again to Grand Island Northwest High School, home of the Vikings, host of the opening rounds of the D1 State Volleyball Tournament. The Axtell Wildcats and the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays going at it. Blue Jays with the service, with the ball, with a lead of 3 here in the second set. First set won by Axtell. Back underway now. Here's the Wildcats on the left side. Shot is up, down through the block. Axtell makes the cover. Hammered down off the block. Haley Kring got a muscle on this one, but it went into the block and back and drops in. West Point will take the point and has built this lead now to 4. 18-14. Second set action. Service up and over from Boyum, handled by the Wildcats in the middle. Shot is down and through it. Shayla Nelson may have put a dent in that ball this time. Wildcats will get the service back. 18-15. Service from Shayla Fox is handled by the Blue Jays now. They're battling in their backcourt. They're going to have to load up on the left side. Shot is down through. Into the gap it goes. Good read, good shot, and follow through by Abby Ortmeier. 19-15 is your score. Back to serve now. Are the Blue Jays. Shot is up and through. Emily Knobb drives it across. Wildcats send it back as a free ball. set off the back fingers. It could be a long free ball, and it does. It comes right back and right into the hands of Axtell and sent into the net. It caught Alexia Kloss, rather, way off guard. She's in the front row. That ball just dropped in her lap, and she had nothing to do with it. It's 20-15. West Point responding and up by five. Jump serve on the left side picked up by Axtell. Shot is tipped over. Good read by Gabrielle Noble from that second position and just drives it across and gets the point. Axtell will get the service back now, trailing by four. 20-16, your score. Nelson sends it across for the Wildcats. Blue Jays now load up on the left side. Hard shot down, going down to get it was Shayla Kring, the libero. They're going to send it back as a free ball. Good job by the Wildcats to keep that one alive. One more time down the left side. Julie Kring digs it up. Set is made. Shot comes down into the net. It goes, and four hits called on Axtell. It's 21-16. Blue Jays on top. Neslidek to serve. She'll send it across. Sets in the middle now. Touched over. Blocked. Good reach by Abby Ortmeier. And now it's the Blue Jays giving chase. They can't get it off the block, and it'll go into the backcourt. And the Wildcats will pick up the point now. 21-17. Service comes over from Julie Kring. Return goes right into the net and then into the crowd off of it. So Axtell now whittling their way back. 21-18 is your score. Kring, 5'4 senior, clears the net. Tough shot. Out of bounds it goes. Carly Brock got a piece of it, or check that Emily Pett got a piece of it, but it wasn't enough. It's 21-19. Axtell battling back now. Shot from Julie Kring up, rolls along the top of the net. Wildcats tip it over. Now they're going to hammer it back in the middle. Blue Jays set up on the left side. Rocket one down, and it's covered by Axtell. Axtell bounces back in kind. Solid shot. Haley Kring drives it down, and Axtell now battling back. They're down by one. 21-20 timeout. West Point Blue Jays. We'll take a quick break and come right back to wrap up this second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on your ESPN Superstation, ESPNSuperstation.com.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
21-20, your score. The Wildcats bouncing back, trying to tie it up here. Julie Kring with the serve for Axtell. Central Catholic now hammers down the left side. Axtell there to cover it now. Working the middle, hard shot down and through, but covered by Shayla Nelson of the Wildcats. Now on the left, here come the Blue Jays. Shot is down and out it goes from Haley Stoiter, and we're tied up at 21. A super comeback for Axtell. Julie Kring now drives it across, clears the net. Back set from the Blue Jays. Shot is up and down, batted right back at Ortmeier. Ortmeier now passes over to the left side, going down to get it. From her knees, the shot goes over, free ball from Haley Kring. Blue Jays battle right back, and they'll send Ortmeier right to that front middle, and she comes down, hammers it down. Abby Ortmeier working that middle position to effective, very effective. It's 22-21. Axtell on top. Check that. West Point now regains the lead. Blue Jays by one. Shot is over. Wildcats work from the left side. Now the Blue Jays will take it on the left. Hard shot up, down, and through. It goes from Haley Stoiter. Stoiter gets the point, and West Point now trying to even this up in sets. Axtell took the first set, 25-23, and now it's 23-21, West Point. Ortmeier with the serve. The big lefty winds up, pops it over. Picked up by Julie Kring, the libero. Set and bumped over, free ball by Mariah Popple. In the middle come the Blue Jays. Hard shot off of Julie Kring, and she can't control it. Out of bounds it goes, and it's set point. 24-21, West Point, 1 point away from evening this opening round state playoff match. Ortmeier sends it across. In the middle, comes right back. Oh, the Wildcats just nailed that one. That was a hard shot by Shayla Nelson. And Axtell not going down without a fight. 24-22. Set point continues. The second one for West Point. Blue Jays field it now. Load up on the left side. Off the block. Julie Kring steps up to cover for the Wildcats. Hard shot. Down and through it goes. Haley Kring has brought the Wildcats back to within one on set point. Timeout is called. We're going to stay here for this one. Our score, 24-23. West Point is on top. Had led by as many as six. Check that, five. Had led by as many as five. And now Axtell starting to rally and put them together. But it is still set point. It'll be the third set point coming up when we get back to action. Axtell will have the service, trailing by one. Again, 24-23. Axtell took the first set, 25-23. Here we go. Back to action now. Gabrielle Noble to serve. She'll hammer it across front row. Picked up. Shot is up now on the left side. Off the block. Blue Jays hang in there, battling, working off the back set now. Stoiter gets a shot out of it, gets it down in the West Point. Blue Jays will take the second set, 25-23. We're all tied up, one set apiece. Set number three is forthcoming. We'll be back with your Ravenna Sanitation mid-set break. It's high school volleyball from the state tournament in Grand Island on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitude Bar and Grill in Axtell. Stop in and relax with a nice cold refreshment after the game. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertip. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to your Ravenna Sanitation mid-set break. Rob Austin with you. Have some scores for some earlier games. Papillion La Vista South comes through big once again in Class A, beating Omaha Burke in four sets. Rough one for Omaha Gross Catholic, taking down Dredna in three. Their last set went 32-30. Exeter Milligan beat Sutherland in D1 here earlier in three sets, 25-10, 25-19, and 25-14. Dodge beat Wallace in D2 in three sets. Grand Island Central Catholic up two sets to none over Concordia, 25-5, 25-7. And we'll get some more scores for you as they come about. We're about to get our third set underway. Axtell handles the serve. Driving it across is Mariah Popple. Popple's shot is handled. West Point tips over on the left side. Now it's the Wildcats regrouping right into the block, running along the net. Good save by the Wildcats. They'll hammer in the middle, and it's brought right back down. Haley Stoiter and Lindsay Boyum teamed up in the middle to bat that one down. That was a tough angle to get. West Point starts off with a 1-0 lead. Back to serve now, Haley Stoiter. Stoiter drives it right into the net off the jump serve, and Axtell right back in it now, tied at one. Haley Kring, 5'7", junior, throws it across, and eighth serve. The libero gets out of the way, and the ball just dropped right in on the line. And Axtell now up to a 2-1 lead. Kring shot is over, picked up by Pets. Left side shot hammered, but way too much on it from Lindsey Boyum. Boyum put a lot of muscle into it, but Axtell will take the lead now, 3-1. Kring continues, her shot is up. Pets makes the set. On the left side, Boyum lets it fly. Into the net, the return, and Axtell will have to send back the free ball. Good play off the net by Mariah Popple. Shot comes right back in the middle. Good effort. Stepping up was Emily Knob. And Knob makes the shot, makes the point for West Point. 3-2 your score. Amy Krackemeyer steps up. She'll drive this one across. Picked up by Julie Kring. On the left side, hammer down hard. Shayla Nelson right into the back row with a lot of force, almost knocked over Haley Stoiter. Axtell will get it back now, up 4-2. Services up, floats in, picked up in the back row by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays shot comes right back off the left side. Hard effort. Emily Knob just wound back and pulled a string off of that one as it drops right on in. It's 4-3 now. Axtell on top. Blue Jays with the service. In the middle, shot is down, touches the corner, out of bounds. Just out of bounds off the second row. West Point will get the point. We're tied at 4. Tied at 4, set number 3. Service comes over from Boyum on the left side. Shot up from the Wildcats. Off the block, out of bounds it goes. Axtell will take the point in the lead along with it. 5-4. Shayla Fox. Fox now works the right side. She'll pull it across. Back set by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays send it right back, and in it goes. Hard shot on the left side. Emily Knob gets it to go, and we're back to being tied, this time at 5. Service coming from Central Catholic. Running jump serve from Emily Knob. She'll fire it across, works the top of the net. Punched over at the end, but out of bounds. Wildcats did their best to hang into that one after it just barely danced off the net. But the shot out of bounds, and it's 6-5 now. West Point on top. Another big lefty jump serve. Hammered in. Wildcats send it back. Free ball. Working the left side now. Up, hammer down, off the block, out of bounds it goes. Haley Stoiter gets the shot. West Point now builds the lead to 2. 7-5 your score. Blue Jays now putting some points together. 3 in a row now. From Emily Knob. Her shot is up. Fed perfectly right back to the Blue Jays from the Wildcats. Now the Wildcats cover. They'll hammer it back into the block. Alexia Claus gets it. Axtell will get the service back now. Trailing by 1. 7-6 your score. To the line comes Shayla Nelson. Nelson rears back, pops it across. Left side set. Tipped over. Brought right back the other way. Great read by Alexia Claus to tie this set back up at 7. Shayla Nelson now has put 2 in a row. Curves this one in and off and almost into the band for the Wildcats, but I'll tell you, it was a super return, and it bounced right at the feet of the Wildcats. Another one of those shots from way back that just drops right in front of your lap, and West Point will take the point and the lead now, 8-7. Great effort by the Blue Jays. Come right back with an ace serve from Neslanek. Timeout, Axtell, 9-7 our score, West Point, Central Catholic on top. It's high school volleyball from Grand Island in the state tournament on your ESPN Superstation, ESPNSuperstation.com.
A tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Shop your hometown-affiliated grocery store, Katz Corner Market in Axtell. Katz is serving up hot stuff pizza 7 days a week. Call Katz before or after the big game and order your hot stuff pizza tonight. Best of luck, athletes, from Katz Corner Market in Axtell.
Got a great match for you right here. Hope you're enjoying it on 1460 and 1550 ESPN Superstation, as well as those of you tuning in online at ESPNSuperStation.com. Glad to have you on board. Rob Osman with you. West Point Central Catholic on top of set number 3, 9-7. We're tied up at one set apiece. Back to action now. The Wildcats in the near court, battling it out, trying to get it over, send back the free ball. Here's the Blue Jays now. Perfect set over on the left side. Perfect and driven down, but covered by the Wildcats. Their return into the net. And West Point now has built up a 10-7 lead. Service from Nesledek. Back set pushed over. Good job by the setter for Axtell as the Wildcats hammer it back into the net, but it comes right back at him. Popple was diving for it, but it was too late. That had some momentum on it. 11-7 your score. West Point now by 4. Nesledek winds up, drives this one right into the top of the net. Don't get the roll this time. And it's 11-8. Axtell trails by 3. Julie Kring, the libero, steps up for Axtell. She'll hammer it across. Picked up by the Blue Jays now. They'll push it over on the left side as out of position was Stoiter. Hammered shot, blocked, but out of bounds from the Blue Jays. Point goes to Axtell as they now start to nibble away at that lead. It's 11-9. Kring just clears the net on this one. The return's going to go into the side post. And Axtell now is within 1. 11-10. Blue Jays on top. Axtell battling back. Shot is up now on the left side. Hammered down. Covered by Stoiter. Now the Wildcats bring it right back. And it just goes over the head of the back row of West Point, and Axtell has tied this one back up at 11. Here's Julie Kring. She'll drive it over. Back set, right side, shot is down, but it's too long from Abby Ortmeier. And Axtell will take the lead, and we're going to get a timeout from Central Catholic. You're listening to High School Volleyball State Tournament Style on your ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperStation.com.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitude Bar and Grill in Axtell. Stop in and relax with a nice cold refreshment after the game. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the attitudes in Axtell. Attitude's Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
West Point Central Catholic has built up a pretty substantial lead, only to watch Axtell battle back, and now the Wildcats have the serve and a one-point lead, 12-11. Back to action in the third set. Julie Kring drives this one across, picked up in the back row, back set, working the right side into the block, and right back at him for the Blue Jays, and the Axtell Wildcats will stretch the lead now to 2. It's 13-11. Kring throws it across. Left side, shot down into the block. Julie Kring sets in the middle now. Shot is over by Popple. Popple sends it across, but Nesledek was there to cover. Hammered down on that left side. Stoiter got a good handle on it, but Axtell was there to cover. Loading up now on the left side. One more time. Stoiter gets it, getting an arm out to save it was Shayla Nelson, but didn't get much control on it. The ball sailed out of bounds, and the Blue Jays are within 1. After leading by many, trail now by 1. Ortmeier, left shot, handles it across, but it goes out of bounds, and Axtell's going to get it right back with 2 points to their favor, 14-12. Mariah Popple, or check that, it's Gabrielle Noble that handles the service. On the right side, here's the Blue Jays. Good job staying in position. Shayla Fox just battles right back, and this time the Blue Jays swing it over to the right side. No one moved for Axtell. The shot goes down for the point, and it's 14-13. Here come the Blue Jays battling back. Annie Niewanner comes in to serve off the bench for the Blue Jays. Shot is up, and looking at each other were Niewanner and Ortmeier, and Axtell will be the benefit of that mistake 15-13. Two-point lead now as Haley Kring toes the line for the Wildcats. She'll knuckle this one across, picked up by the Blue Jays, loading up on the left side, coming up, bringing it down hard and quick with Boyum, and the Wildcats were there to cover. But the return shot is a miss, and the point will go to West Point now, down by one. 15-14 your score. Axtell holds to a lead by one. Here come the Blue Jays. Shot is up. Julie Kring goes down to get it. Free ball sent back over on the second shot. Here are the Blue Jays loading up in the middle. Julie Kring, the libero, goes down but gets it covered. Free ball sent back in the middle. Hard shot up, down, and through. Good carry. Haley Kring had position. And the Wildcats will send this one back as a free ball. In the middle, right down the lane, gets the point. Hammered by Lindsey Boyum. Boyum didn't have to put a lot on it, but boy, the placement was right on the money. And we are tied at 15 apiece. Back to serve, Mary Krankemeyer. Krankemeyer comes up. She'll rifle this one across. Picked up, diving effort, and into the net it goes. Shayla Nelson couldn't handle it, and regaining the lead are the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays, 16-15. A swings the other way now. Krankemeyer winds up, drives this one, just clears the net. Julie Kring has to go down to get it. Her return just in the net, but didn't get any bounce off it off the spin. Point will belong to West Point. 17-15, timeout Axtell on your ESPN Superstation, ESPNSuperstation.com.
The Nelson Agency of Minden, an agro-national agent, has specialized in crop insurance since 1985. See us to find out what our experience can do for you, a proud supporter of all our area high school sports. This agency is an equal opportunity employer. Shop your hometown-affiliated grocery store, Katz Corner Market in Axtell. Katz is serving up hot stuff pizza 7 days a week. Call Katz before or after the big game and order your hot stuff pizza tonight. Best of luck, athletes, from Katz Corner Market in Axtell.
Welcome back to Grand Island Central Catholic. Rob Austin with you. Opening round of the D1 side of the bracket. Earlier, Exeter Milligan, number one seed, moved on, defeating Sutherland. And here we're tied up at one set apiece. Into the third set we are. 17-13, West Point with the lead. Service right into the net. So battling back in there are the Wildcats. Down now by one. Service over from Mariah Poppel. Blue Jays now load up on the right side. Hard shot, good block by Shayla Nelson. Brought down right down in the middle. Quick set and a hard shot from Heather Nesledek. And Nesledek stretches that lead now for West Point to 18-16. 2 points, the Blue Jays on top. In the middle now and into the net are the Wildcats, and that's strange because the ball was nowhere near. Into the ball game now, Sarah Feck coming in for Axtell. To the bench for a breather goes Shayla Fox. 19-16 your score. Service from the Blue Jays comes in. Lindsey Boyum will take the ace serve. Boyum makes it a 20-16 setup. Substitution now. Into the ball game comes Aaron Lambert. And to the bench goes Shayla Nelson. Four deep on the service from Boyum, and she still manages to get an ace serve. Her second one, 21-16. Boyum had 59 ace serves in the regular season. She has two of them right here. Shot comes over now. Wildcats load up in the middle. Hard shot into the block. Diving effort all the way around for the Wildcats, but it's for naught. It drops to the court, and it's 22-16. West Point in control now by six, their biggest lead of the match. 22-16. Wildcats now set up in the middle, driven across. Blue Jays battle at the net, bounced right on the side, right in front of the net. And the Blue Jays couldn't get it. Axtell will have it. Trailing by five now, 22-17. To serve, Shayla Fox comes in for Axtell. Her shot drives across. Back set by the Blue Jays. Hammered in, splits the gap. Good rotation on that one. Hard shot. Emily Knob makes it 23-17. Blue Jays trying to take a two-set-to-one lead. Knob handles with her jump serve. The lefty gets it in for the ace. 24-17, set point right here. West Point fans on their feet, trying to take set number three. Emily Knob back to serve. This one's going to go just clearing the net, and out of bounds it goes. And it's 24-18, set point. Axtell with the serve. Driving it across, Aaron Lambert. Tipped over. West Point still looking to take the set. Shot is over. Axtell battling, and a carry is going to be called on West Point. It'll be third set point. 24-19 your score. 5 points. The Wildcats are down. Lambert steps up, throws it across. Picked up by the Blue Jays. They'll load up on the left side. Hard shot down. Axtell has to scramble to get it. They can't get it. And the Blue Jays will take it 25-19. West Point takes a 2-1 lead. We'll be playing the fourth coming up here in just a moment on your ESPN Superstation, ESPNSuperstation.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Best of luck to the Axtell Wildcats from all of us at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance of Axtell.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Welcome back to Grand Island Northwest. Rob Austin with you, awaiting set number four coming up on your Ravenna Sanitation mid-set break. Axtell took the first set, 25-23. West Point takes the next two, 25-23, and then 25-19 in the set we just completed. So Axtell's backs against the wall. Here's some other scores for you. We talked about Class A, Papillion-La Vista South tops in Class A, moving on, beating Omaha Burke. Over in C2, number two seeded Thayer Central has beaten Bridgeport in three sets to move on. They'll play the winner of Hardington and Westholt coming up. Other scores, Exeter Milligan wins in D1. Omaha Grove Catholic has beaten Gretna. Columbus SCOTUS has defeated Ogallala. Grand Island Central Catholic moved on over Concordia. Dodge has beaten Wallace in D2. That's what we've got so far, but we're ready for set number four, and we are underway here. That's your Ravenna Sanitation mid-set break. First serve up, and it's over and knocked out of bounds. Point belongs to West Point. 1-0. Back to serve now. Abby Ortmeyer, the big lefty, steps up, drives it over. Picked up by Julie Kring. In the middle come the Wildcats. Shot is up, and it's going to be called out of bounds. Called out of bounds. Unbelievably, that was about a foot in, right at our feet. No disputing that one. However, West Point, nevertheless, will take the point. Service continues now from Ortmeyer. Wildcats, with a vengeance, come back, hammer it down off the block. Out of bounds it goes. In the middle, it worked nice. 2-1 now, Axtell. With the serve, trying to tie it up here, down by one. Shot is up, and it's going to be West Point stretching their lead, 3-1 now. Off the hard shot, Haley Stoiter got the hammer on that one. Back to serve is Stoiter. Stoiter running jump serve, drives it over, picked up by Haley Kring, touched over, and out of the reach of the Blue Jays. And Axtell will get it back, trailing by one. 3-2 your score. Haley Kring to serve. Kring winds up, drops it in, picked up by Pets, the libero on the left side. Shot is up, but into the net. Lindsey Boyum just out of position. And we're tied up at three. Kring's shot comes over. Far left side now. The Blue Jays load up. That shot's out of bounds. No one touched it. And Axtell now will have the lead up 4-3. Haley Kring, 5'7", junior, brings it over. Blue Jays load up on the left side. Pushed, almost should have been out of bounds, but they was played by the Wildcats. They'll send back a hard free ball. It just came up and over, dropped right in the lap before the string pulled, and Heather Neslinek couldn't get it, and it's 5-3, Axtell by two. Kring back to serve, leads the team in aces, has 42. On the year, shot is up off the block. Hard effort, but it was batted right back by the middle of that Wildcat line. Timeout. West Point, it's 6-3. Axtell on top in the fourth set. It's high school volleyball on your ESPN Superstation, ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome.
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back to fourth set action from Grand Island Northwest. Axtell with the service and a three-point lead. Shot is up. Good timeout. Must have been for West Point as they come right back with a perfect set and a slam kill from Lindsey Boyum. Boyum now racking up some kills for the Blue Jays. 6-4 your score. Service comes over. Krackemeyer handles it. Tipped over by the Wildcats. Covered by the Blue Jays. They'll load up on the left side. Julie Kring goes down to get it for Axtell and won't be able to dive back to get this one. Point will go to West Point. And that gap now narrows to one. 6-5. Axtell leads. Blue Jays to serve. Krackemeyer pulls it over. Wildcats sprint. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Ace serve for Krackemeyer, and we're tied up at six. Krackemeyer, 42 ace serves, and does not lead the Blue Jays. Middle shot down and through. Point belongs to Lindsey Boyum. Boyum will give West Point back the lead. Now 7-6. Krackemeyer continues her service. 4 points in a row. Shot is up. It's over the net. Picked up by Julie Kring. Now on the right side, Axtell hammers it down. Pence is there to cover. They'll send it right back. Here's the Wildcats on the left side. Off the block, down it goes. The hammer from Haley Kring. Kring ties us up at seven. Back to serve for Axtell now. Mariah Popple. On the right side, shot is up, tipped over. Wildcats now on the left side, touched. Brought right back in the middle now. Through the block, blistering from Popple. But the Blue Jays were there and got control and brought it right back and set it right back down. Good effort by Haley Stoiter to get West Point Central Catholic back to lead now 8-7. Service from Boyum goes over. The Wildcats now will send back a free ball from the middle, courtesy of Shayla Nelson. Now it's the Blue Jays loading up on the left side, into the block, covering it. And Axtell's not going to be able to get to it after the touch. And we're going to get a timeout from Axtell. 9-7 West Point leads on your ESPN Superstation, ESPNSuperstation.com.
a tradition of community banking, the money that's deposited with Minute Exchange Bank is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, agriculture, and businesses. Full-service banking with a strong dedication to the local community is what Minute Exchange Bank is all about.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Good competition going here. It's the 4-5 seed in D1. Rob Osman, glad to be with you for this matchup. The Axtell Wildcats trail by 2. A must-win match, or must-win set, rather. For Axtell, they're all must-win matches from here on out in the state tournament. But in this match, Axtell's got their backs against the wall, down 2-1, trailing this one by 2. Axtell battling back, and a double hit, or four hits rather, called on Axtell, and the lead will stretch to 3 now, 10-7. The Blue Jays on top of the Wildcats. Wildcats set in the middle, hard shot, hammered. A lot of force and effort put into that one by Shaylen Nelson. There was muscle behind that one, folks. It's 8-10. Wildcats not going down without a fight. Shayla Fox to serve for Axtell. Her shot picked up in the back row. Tough play, but the Wildcats get it back, but they make a perfect feed for Alexia Claus, and Claus brings the Wildcats back to within one. 10-9 your score. Fox to serve now on the right side. Drives it over. Set on the backside, coming up to get it, hammering it down, getting the most of that one. Emily Knob got it. And the lead now back to 2 for the Blue Jays, 11-9. Left-handed shot comes up and over, covered by the Wildcats. Now back row shot, hard one and a tough one to play. Haley Kring got a hold of it. And the Wildcats now down to within one, 11-10, your score. Nelson on the right side makes the service. Blue Jays there to pick it up. Pushed over to the left side. Here's the Wildcats. Shot is up. Haley Kring. Blue Jays dink it over, moving up to get it. We're the Wildcats. Good play by Shayla Fox, keeps it alive, and now it's the Blue Jays scrambling in the middle. Shot is down, covered by Shaylen Nelson on the left side. Brought down, not much on it from Haley Kring. Here's the Blue Jays pushing it at the net. Wildcats in the middle, and now finally getting a hold of it, a nice little piece of it. Hard shot, Alexia Claus got it to go, and we are tied at 11 one more time. Shaylen Nelson will handle service for Axtell. Service is up, covered on the left side. Here's the Blue Jays. Their shot is right back. Tomahawk chop goes down into the block from Axtell. Haley Kring got just enough of it to get it off the block, and Axtell has regained the lead. 12-11 your score. Shayla Nelson. Nelson drives it over, and an ace serve went right off of Emily Pett of West Point, and it's 13-11. We got another timeout. This one from West Point. It's high school volleyball on the state tournament on your ESPN Superstation, ESPNSuperstation.com.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship bank, what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Back to action at Grand Island Northwest. Rob Austin with you. Axtell now up by 2, 13-11. Wildcats with the serve. Sent over by Shayla Nelson. Left side hammer down. Covered by the Wildcats. Mariah Popple had to go to the court to get it and does it one more time as it bats right back. Tough battle at the net now, going up for the third time. Shot is down. Haley Kring gets it, but the Blue Jays are there. They'll send it back as a free ball. Set right in the middle. Shot is up, down, and through it goes. Alexia Claus comes down with a big kill. She had 139 in the year. This one was a big one. 14-11. Axtell. Nelson to serve. This one's going to curve out of bounds. And the streak will come to an end. 14-12. Blue Jays with the service. Heather Neslinek winds up, throws it over. In the middle, back row. Shot is down still. Too much on it from Mariah Popple. And it's 14-13. West Point trying to get right back into it, down by one. Service from Neslinek is picked up. Battle at the net goes right down. A carry called on the Wildcat. And it's 14 apiece. Neslinek now again for the fourth time. Drives it over. Hard shot and going back in chase are the Wildcats. They'll get it over. A long free ball. In the middle, shot is up. Nice adjustment off the block. And the point will go to West Point. A good job swinging her way around from Haley Stoiter. And it's 14-15. Got a timeout on the court. We'll stay here with you for this one. Some great play, back and forth battles going on here. No one's led by more than three. And right now, West Point Blue Jays are up by one, 15-14 here in the fourth set. Axtell took the first set. The next two were won by West Point. So here we are now in the fourth with Axtell needing the win to force a fifth and decisive set. West Point may have something to do with it. They're holding to a one-point lead here in set number four. Neslinek, 5'7", junior. 52 ace serves on the year, winds up, drives it across, picked up by the Wildcats. Axtell on the right side, brings it down, quick hammer by Alexia Claus, and we're tied at 15. Point belongs to Axtell. Julie Kring to serve. She'll drive it over on the back set now. Shot is up, hammered through the block from Ortmeier. Wildcats will get it back. Free ball. Pett steps up to handle it. Set over on the left side. High block. And back to work on it now are the Blue Jays. In the middle. Shot is down with all kinds of time. Addie Ortmeier could pick her spot on the way down. It was such a high set. And man, did it count, because Ortmeier got a piece of that one and drove it down. Ortmeier serving now. Up by one are the Blue Jays. Shot is up. Covered by Julie Kring, now in the middle. Picked up, brought down quick. Haley Kring got a piece of it, but the Blue Jays were there to handle it. Free ball sent back. West Point on the left side. Down the line it goes, and it threads the needle. Haley Stoiter gets the point. 15-17. West Point on top. Ortmeier picks it up. Julie Kring handles it. Shot is back. Off the hands of the Blue Jays. Haley Kring got just enough of it to spin that ball out. Axtell will take the point back. It's 16-17. Axtell down by one. Set on the far left side. Hammered. Nice job. Brought down quickly. Lindsey Boyum makes it 18-16. Emily Pett heads to the bench. Back in her place, Emily Knopp. 18-16, your score. West Point with the lead by two here in the set. Number four, down the court it goes. Into the net is called on West Point. Point belongs to Axtell, and it's 17-18. A one-point Axtell deficit. On the left side, shot is up and running the angle. A perfect shot. Lindsey Boyum got enough on that one to last a lifetime. 19-17. Back to serve now. Krakemeyer. Krakemeyer drives it over. Battle at the net coming. On the left side, just trying to touch it over with Shayla Nelson. She didn't get enough on it. And it's 20-17. West Point looking to move on to play Exeter Milligan tomorrow, which the winner here will do. Axtell still has a lot of fight left in him. Shot is up from the right side of that Axtell line and driving it down. Mariah Popple brings Axtell back to within two, 20-18. Axtell now with service is Mariah Popple. Popple picks it up, drives it over. Picked up in the back row by the Blue Jays. Right side back set. Down the line it goes. Good read. Opposite side from Lindsey Boyum, and Axtell can't run it down. It's 21-18. Points mean so much right here as Axtell down by three. Service is up. Axtell battling in there. Hard shot in the middle, ripping it down. It went from Shayla Nelson. It's 19-21. Axtell giving it all they got. Shayla Fox to serve for the Wildcats. Her shot is over, and it's into the net. 22-19. The unforced errors will haunt you. And now here come the Blue Jays. Service is up from Emily Knob. On the right side, Axtell brings it down, tipped over. Axtell hung in there. Shot is up, down it goes, and one more time, Shayla Nelson comes up big. 22-20. Axtell down by two, and it'll be Nelson to the line. For Axtell, she winds up, pops it across, spins off the back fingers. A carry is going to be called on West Point, so it's 22-21. Here comes Axtell. Can tie it up right here. Shayla Nelson trying to force a fifth set. Nelson brings it over on the left side. Shot is up, down, covered by the Wildcats. In the middle, ripped down, covered by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays now from the left side. Through the block and out of bounds it goes. Point belongs to the Blue Jays. It's 23-21, a two-point Blue Jay lead. West Point Central Catholic has the lead by two. Service from Nesladak is over. Axtell pushes it across. In the middle, down along the net it goes. Point belongs to West Point Central Catholic. Match point right here, 24-21. The season on the line for Axtell. Back to serve, Nesladak drives it over. Picked up by Axtell. Backs against the wall, hard shot. Blocked down to the court, West Point wins it. West Point wins it, 25-21. Axtell's season comes to a sudden halt. 25-21. West Point Central Catholic will advance. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our post-game show, our MISCO's post-game show, coming up right after these messages. High school volleyball on ESPN Superstation and ESPNSuperstation.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Shop your hometown-affiliated grocery store, Katz Corner Market in Axtell. Katz is serving up hot stuff pizza 7 days a week. Call Katz before or after the big game and order your hot stuff pizza tonight. Best of luck, athletes, from Katz Corner Market in Axtell.
See MISCO Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at MISCO's now in the downtown Kearney Center. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Opening round of D1, another game complete here as the Axtell Wildcats, the Lady Cats, fall to the Blue Jays of West Point Central Catholic in four sets, and they don't come much better, I'll tell you. Both these squads are very well disciplined, very well played match, and West Point Central Catholic will advance to take on Exeter Milligan. We'll tell you more about the brackets here in just a little bit, but scores for this afternoon's game, Axtell came out firing hot and heavy and takes the first set 25-23. From then on, West Point would get some leads. Watch Axtell battle back, but squeak them out right at the end. West Point Central Catholic takes the second set, 25-23, 25-19 in the third set. And in the fourth, Axtell gave it everything they had, led briefly by as many as three, kept battling back, and then all of a sudden West Point put some shots together and took the last 3 points from Axtell, and with it the match, the fourth set going to West Point, 25-21. So West Point will advance to move on into the second round. The semifinals against Exeter Milligan, and that game will be played at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Grand Island Senior High School. So congratulations to West Point Central Catholic. The 5 seed beats the number 4 seed in 4 sets to take on number 1 seed Exeter Milligan tomorrow. Some of the other games that are just wrapping up here that we'll have for you. In C1, Columbus SCOTUS beat Ogallala in 3 sets. Grand Island Central Catholic wasted little time at the number 1 seed position to take on Concordia. Grand Island Central Catholic advances to take on Columbus SCOTUS tomorrow at the Heartland Event Center. Other scores and other divisions that we've got as the brackets update. Omaha Gross Catholic in Class B beat Gretna. Seward and Lincoln Pius going at it right now. Papillion La Vista in Class A, number 1 seed, beat Omaha Burke. Thayer Central ended Bridgeport's season in 3 sets. They'll advance in C2 to take on Hardington, the 3 seed, and Westholt. They're going at it right now. That's over in Hastings at Hastings High School. So we'll get some results from them here eventually. Over on our other stations on the Platte River Radio, KKPR, Grand Island Central Catholic has already wrapped up against Concordia at 525. You'll be able to hear Doug Duda with C1 matchups. Kearney Catholic taking on Wisner Pilger again at 525. First serve will come your way at 5:30, and then at 7:25, you'll be able to catch Grand Island Northwest in Bennington on KKPR.com, or KKPR 98.9 Classic Hits. And then tomorrow we'll have a lot of games for you. You're going to have to pay attention to the ESPN.superstation.com website to find out where those games are going to be, as everybody wins and advances, and those determining factors are all settled, and we'll know exactly where we're going to be tomorrow. But rest assured, we'll have some fantastic volleyball. We're so grateful to have the tournament in our neck of the woods. Some gracious hosting going on here, and so far it looks like a fabulous turnout. So we're going to wrap things up here on that note. Appreciate you tuning in on 1460 and 1550, your ESPN Superstation, as well as those of you tuning in online at ESPNSuperstation.com. Again, pay attention to the website. You'll find out where we're going to be for this fantastic tournament. Again, we'll wrap up D1 coverage for you in the opening round as the Axtell Wildcats end their season at the hands of the West Point Central Catholic Blue Jays in 4 sets. And the Blue Jays will move on to play Exeter Milligan tomorrow. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Rob Osmond. Have yourself a great Veterans Day. Enjoy your day and thank a vet. Shake their hand. Let them know we appreciate the hard work and all the sacrifices that they've made for this great country. And we'll see you next time. Thanks again for listening. So long from Grand Island Northwest High School.